I can see what's happening. What? And they don't have a clue. Who? The Dems. They have to address the riots. Huh? Leaving them with just two choices. Either the riots don't exist, it's fiery but mostly peaceful, they said. Or the riots do exist, and they're the fault of the man in orange. And here's where we drop the song and dance. Because you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. Aren't you Dems?
I do think that this, what you said, what's happening in Kenosha is a Rorschach test for the entire country. And I think this is a blind spot for Democrats. I think Democrats are ignoring this problem or hoping that it will go away. And it's not going to go away. And so, unless someone comes up with a solution over the next 73 days or 70, so however many days.
68 days.
So it's not going to, the problem is not going to be fixed by then. But what they can do, and I think maybe Joe Biden may be afraid to do it. I'm not sure. Maybe he won't. Maybe he is. He's got to address it. He's got to come out and talk about it. He's got to do a speech like Barack Obama did about race. He's got to come out and tell people that he is going to deal with the issue of police reform in this country. And that what's happening now is happening under Donald Trump's watch, on Donald Trump's watch. And when he is the president, Kamala Harris is the vice president, then they will take care of this problem. But guess what? The rioting has to stop. Chris, as you know and I know, it's showing up in the polling. Mm-hmm. It's showing up in focus groups. It is the only thing, it is the only thing right now that is sticking. And the Democrats tonight stuck with that, right? And they also stuck with the theme that you said, the coronavirus. You got coronavirus and you have Kenosha.
Now we really got to talk about the situation the Dems find themselves in. It's actually really incredible since the Dems and the mainstream media are basically one and the same. You have the Democrat Party of the United States overtaken or hijacked by left-wing radicals. And the mainstream media that not just carries their water, but is the literal propaganda machine for the left. There is no hiding it anymore. You ever heard of Trump derangement syndrome? It's in full-blown stages right now with these people. They have gone so far left, so off the cuff, so unhinged. There's nothing stopping them in their desperation as we're less than 60 days from the crucial presidential election here in the United States, 2020. With all this in mind, the situation the Dems find themselves in with the riots is because before this, remember, they told us that it was all a lie. Antifa wasn't out there. There wasn't violence on the streets. It was all being blown out of proportion. Just conservative bloggers, fake news journalists that were out there trying to make up a mess where there wasn't. Trump saying cities are on fire. And then the Dems saying, oh my gosh, there's like one house on fire. What are you talking about? The whole city's not on fire. So they would say all these things. And of course, to point out that, hey, this is just not happening. And then it showed up in the polls as the panic of Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo on CNN, the clip that I just played for you, exhibited. And conveniently after that, that was on a Thursday because at the end of the RNC, that weekend, the entire tone changed where it was like clockwork because the Democrats and the mainstream media work on a hive mentality, okay? So as soon as someone gave the order, by Sunday night and Monday morning of the following, just the following after the DNC, the RNC, they were already talking about the violence and the riots, the how Trump was at fault for it, that the Trump supporters were the one antagonizing protesters to get him into action. This was actually the fault of Trump, etc. And then people realizing that, like, huh? Wait a minute. I thought you guys said it was fire but mostly peaceful. This doesn't make any sense. You either acknowledge that there are riots and they are being done by BLM and Antifa, or you just ignore it and say it's a mostly peaceful movement. You can't blame the Trumpers because they were not the ones out there destroying property, looting, rioting, pillaging, yes, murder, and all that stuff was happening, and it wasn't a Trump supporter. Nearly one of them out on there on the field. But it wasn't until the Patriots prayer Patriots that started showing up to Portland, and then the next day at the press conference, the presidential press conference, one reporter had the audacity to ask Trump if he would condemn the actions of his supporters for showing up to Portland and antagonizing the protesters.
So do you want to also take this chance to condemn what your supporters did?
Well, I understand they had large numbers of people that were supporters, but that was a peaceful protest. And paint is not, and paint is a defensive mechanism, paint is not bullets. Your supporters, and they are your supporters indeed, shot a young gentleman who, and killed him, not with paint, but with a bullet. And I think it's disgraceful.
Antifa and BLM are the same thing, just like mainstream media and Democrats. So they picked up a conservative, let's say, one of the members of the Patriots Prayer, were shouting out loud, "I got one, I got me one, I got myself a Trumper." And he's like, "Where?" This one said another guy and shot him twice dead. So that's the big difference between macing people with pepper spray to get them out of your way when you're driving down the street during a protest blocking traffic versus actively hunting somebody down and shooting them. Or how about that other video that you probably haven't seen, because why would the mainstream media show you this? The video of this a passerby, a senior guy minding his own business, walking down the street, and some black dude thinking it was hilarious to sneak up on him with a brick during broad daylight, and his friends cowering behind a car as they recorded the whole thing. And the black dude shows up to this white guy from behind the back, smacks him over the head with a brick, knocks him unconscious, and runs away, and they're all laughing. You tell me that these are fiery but mostly peaceful. They're not. They never were. And the Democrats excused it. And this whole turnaround saying, oh, yeah, you know, that it has been like this and it has to stop and it's Trump's fault. Then why did almost all of you, from celebrities to Democrats in power to mainstream media types, wannabe celebrities, bail out the rioters every time they got arrested? You guys forgot to scrub that off your Twitter and your Instagram and your Facebook, didn't you? Whoops! And even Google couldn't do that much to erase this. They're damned if they do, damned if they don't. And they dug themselves into a hole, kind of what Kamala Harris does to herself all the time. Do not be mistaken. These riots are completely done by Antifa and BLM in the name of so-called justice. And in some places, it's been going on for over 100 days, as of this recording. And Kamala Harris says they should not stop, not even after the election. So they're here for the long haul in Democrat-run cities because they excuse it. You cannot go get a haircut. You cannot go to the gym. You cannot go to church and freely worship. You cannot hold a house party because Eric Garcetti said he will turn off the power to your house if you do so. That's the mayor of Los Angeles. But racial injustice is a health emergency, so you can go riot, loot, pillage out on the streets, and then walk away scot-free when they bail you out of prison. And the police are told not to do anything about it. Tell me how that makes any sense, because it doesn't. Law and order for the win, yo. Back to blue.